Do you have Olympic fantasies? See yourself on that medal stand, bowing your head so someone could hang a medal around your neck, and then hearing the Star Spangled Banner playing for you, the winner of Olympic gold. Well, if you started right now, started from scratch, what do you think the chances are you could be a contender in the 2012 London Games? A 29-year-old British math teacher, Natasha Hunt, is working on that problem. In her case, she's trying to make Great Britain's Summer Olympic team as a pentathlete. Natasha Hunt joins us today with her fitness trainer, Rob Parsons, to tell us how they're trying to get to the Olympics. They're speaking to us from the BBC studios in Brighton, England. Welcome to our program.
Hello.
Hi.
Natasha, how did you get involved in this experiment in Olympians?
Purely by accident, I was in the gym one day pretending to do something, and I really wasn't very into it at all. I was chatting to Rob instead of actually exercising, and he was saying, "Oh, I wonder if you took an athlete from scratch, whether it's nature or nurture, that allows them to reach such goals as the Olympics."
You're not an athlete, as I
No.
understand it.
I was lazy, healthy but lazy and demotivated when it came down to exercise.
In the pentathlon, do you have to ride a dressage course or jumping over lots of different kinds of
I have
barriers?
to do a 3-foot-6 course of jumps.
You also have to fence, you have to swim,
Yes.
shoot.
Yes.
So, Rob, won't she be competing against people who've been training since they were children to do this?
Yeah, that's one of the things we're trying to explore is how far in advance, how early do you have to have been training? We purposely started between two Olympic cycles, so after the last ones in Beijing finished, so that we could try to prove that you don't have to have been training for the last 15, 20 years. That's part of it as well.
And also, so I don't have any old sporting injuries. A lot of them will have already got weaknesses and things like that, which will take them out of training for a while.
So really, you're in this for all of us who never thought it would be possible.
Yeah, give it a go, why not? There's no reason with enough dedication, enough effort, that it can't be done. I think the mental attitude is half of the issue.
What do you kids at school think of this whole deal?
They're really excited, and they I'll be walking down the corridor, and one will go, "Are you going to the Olympics, miss?" And I'm going to train, and I'm going to give it my best shot.
To find out more about Natasha's 2012 Olympic goals, go to npr.org/soapbox. This is NPR News.